for the budget year of 2025-2026. I want to thank you all for being here and participating in the budget. And we have, the meeting is being recorded. Krista's going to call roll, so just answer by saying here or yes. Go ahead.
All right. Dan Clanton. Monica Valencia. Kathy Joy.
Present.
Renee Selvidge.
Here.
Jerry Cooksley.
Here.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Here.
Tim Beatty.
Here.
Eric Creighton.
Here.
Jamie Wright.
Here.
Dan Drayton.
Here.
First order of business would be pick the chairman and secretary for the budget committee. Does anybody want to volunteer or have any nominations?
I nominate Renee Selvidge.
For chairman or secretary?
Secretary. Secretary.
Do we need a second?
We do.
I second that.
Okay, so we're going to do roll call for secretary of Renee Selvidge, Dan Clanton, Monica Valencia, Kathy Joy.
Yes.
Renee.
Sure.
Jerry Cooksley.
Jerry.
Say yes.
Say yay.
Yay.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jamie Wright.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
Okay, we still need a chairman.
Any nominations for chairman? Volunteers.
Tim Bailey.
I'll take it.
Second that.
Okay, so I had you, Eric, and Kathy second.
All those in favor?
Yeah, I got to do roll call. Yeah, Dan Clanton. Monica Valencia, Kathy Joy,
yes.
Renee Selvidge,
yes.
Jerry Cooksley,
no.
Nancy Oxenholt,
yes.
Tim Beatty,
yes.
Eric Creighton,
yes.
Jamie Wright,
yes.
Dan Drayton,
yes.
Perfect.
All right.
I'll turn the meeting over to the budget committee chair.
Well, good.
Take her away.
So, item number three, presentation of the 2025-2026 budget by Chief Dome.
Yep. Well, like Dan said, thanks for coming on. I appreciate everybody being here and participating in the process. It's a transparent, open process. I get a lot of input from staff and look at history of our budget and where things go. So a couple of budget, there's a budget message in the book. I'm not going to read that, obviously. I think some highlights that are on there that are important to look at. So for this next year, we're projected to collect $141,370 more in taxes. Now every year our taxes are allowed to be increased by 3%. I do this at 2.5% just to make sure that we're estimating low and hopefully we collect more than that. So, as because of last year, what we did by that formula, we actually collected a little over almost $51,000 more than we estimated. The final values last year, our permanent rate went up 2.9% and our levy went up 3.85%. So you look at that, and so we estimated tax-wise we collect $5,094,230. We actually collected $5,145,000 more. And I'll get more into that as we look at the next business day. So other collections that we're looking at that we'll do, and again, the next screen will show a lot more of that. We're projected to collect $374,000 more in other reimbursements that we get. And that includes plan reviews, inspections, grants, and conflagration reimbursements. So you add those two numbers up, the 141, 374, we're going to collect on other, not just tax, not just taxes, but all those other things, a little over $500,000. Now, unfortunate part about this is, in red there, we're spending more money than we're collecting this year. $2.2 million. And that's going to be covered by our carryover, but that is because of the ladder truck that we're going to purchase out of this year's budget. Our carryover increase last year to this year, last year was $4.6 million carryover, and we're actually, our carryover is next year, as you'll see at the end of it, it's going to be $5.2 million. The nuts and bolts into this budget, personnel costs increased 4.2%. We decreased our material and service costs by 3.3%. Our debt service is increasing by 2 cents a thousand. So where do we get our money? Here's kind of the big thing. So we're starting out this year with $6.5 million. Last year we started at 4.4, but through the budgeting, we had more than that, and then we saved some money this year. We've also had some additional funding coming in. The insurance from the ladder truck that was burned up is added to that, so those types of things. But so we're starting out pretty healthy at $6.5 million. And then you look at all the other things that we have in here, previously levied taxes, interest we're getting. We're doing pretty good on interest money right now. That's a little conservative as to what we think we're getting, but I'm hoping this next year it continues. And I base a lot of these numbers off of our monthly reports that we get. And so, for instance, I'm estimating here, interest-wise, we'll get $150,000. This year, we've collected $243,000 in interest. So I'm still lean on what we think we're going to get. That'll help us balance out at the end. Highway billing, so if out-of-district residents are charged for us going out on traffic accidents. In-district residents are charged. If their insurance doesn't pay, we don't ask them to pay. But out-of-district residents, if they don't pay, we'll actually send them to collections. Our surplus equipment, we're expecting to sell about $20,000 worth. Our conflagration funds, so you see that at $280,000. Last year, that was $1,000. We went on six conflagrations last year, and we made $500,000. This $280,000 is what we expect to get reimbursed for going to California in January. It's not going to come in until after the next budget year, so I can already predict that we're going to get $280,000 from the EMAC deployment down to California. So that's included in our ability, in our money to spend. Volunteer equipment account is $20,000. That's a pass-through account. The Volunteer Association has funds, and they take, and when they buy something with those funds, we actually buy it and they reimburse us. So it's a pass-through, and you'll see further on in the budget where that stuff lies. Miscellaneous sources, we estimate $30,000. Those are things, for instance, when we send a career firefighter over to get a physical, and they charge us anywhere from, it depends on how old the person is, anywhere from $600 to $900. Our insurance company reimburses us back a fairly good portion of that. In fact, about $500 or $600 per person. So that's where those kind of funds drop into, is that contracted services. I'm sorry, not contracted services, but the miscellaneous sources. Contracted services, I skipped down. So contracted services, we get from the casino. This last year, we got $75,000. We do have some landowner contracts that we're still getting. Ambulance transport, so we're estimating about $50,000 for the amount of transports that we get. Plan review, inspection, and permit fees were at $80,000. A giant chunk of that comes from our short-term rental inspection program that we're doing, about $65,000. We get $100 per short-term rental. There's $650 in the city here. Grants and donations, $200,000 is what we would hope to get. Now, we won't spend that unless that grant comes through, and I'll show you that towards the end of the budget. LoSAP refunds, we always have about $1,000 in there. You look over on this side here, on the right side, that's our taxes and where our tax money comes from, and that's where I added up down here. So our permanent rate is 67 cents, almost 68 cents a thousand, and we calculate the value at a little over $2.9 billion. So with that, in estimating we're going to collect 94% of that, we're going to get $1.8 million in funds from our permanent rate. Now you look at our local option levy, the option levy that we passed 3 years ago now, we're looking at this next year, trying to renew that, but it's 3 years. We get $1.22 a thousand, that amount is $2,978,000,000, which at a 94% collection rate gets us $3.4 million. So the difference between what we have up here in the permanent rate value and the levy value is what Urban Renewal has frozen. Urban Renewal doesn't freeze. We can collect on the levy and the bond from Urban Renewal. The permanent rate is what goes to the city. So the difference between those two numbers is a little over $65 million. So $65 million is frozen and value goes to the city, which this year is going to equate to almost $45,000. And we don't get to see that. It goes right into the city for their project. So that's where we come. So the combined revenue of taxes is that $5,273,000. Put that over here, $5,273,000. Add the additional resources. And so what we have in our budget that we can look at spending, we don't spend it all, but $12,792,000. So it's kind of hard to read, so I'd refer back to your stuff that you have. This is what we looked at historically, the detail on the tax resources that we get. You can see that these two, and I always, next year when I take the estimated when I get the information back from the county assessor's office, these are estimated numbers, but we'll get back to what those numbers really are. So this is what our estimates are, so that $5,273,000, if you go back to here, that's the $5,273,000 right there, in that line there. And then we can forecast out where we're going with this money. So next year you can see both of those, both the levy is in place still and the bond is in place still, but that's if it renews. If it doesn't renew, we're collecting zero on that, so we go from $5.4 million to $1.9 million. And we lay off 21 firefighters. And so this is our bond revenue, what we need to collect to pay off our bonds. You can see that again carries through this year and into next year. And then the 27-28 budget, the one bond drops off. And then we would be going collecting that. And then that'll be a board policy decision if we want to try and renew that. So if you look down here at the bottom, what we tell the taxpayers, they're going to pay $2.22 per thousand for all of this stuff to run the fire district. And again, that's up that 2 cents that the bond moved up. Any questions on where our money comes from? How we're getting that? How it's all calculated out? Okay. So if we break down into, here's our personnel services, and this is where all that money goes to. The top part here is where it comes from, what the volunteers are working with or what we budget for them. So they have an incentive program, which is you come to so many calls, you get so much money. Not a whole lot of participation. It's been dropping and dropping in that. So I budgeted about $5,000 less. I can tell you, even at this year, we budgeted $35,000, you can see in this year, and to date we've only spent $11,595. So easily moving that down $5,000. Wellness program, the same thing. In fact, they haven't spent a dime out of their wellness program. Association support, we increased that to $1,500 a month. We did that last year, but we only need $18,000 to fund that at $15,000 a month. So that's what we give them every month to put in their coffers for things that they buy and things that they'll want to spend. Programs and meals, kept that the same. Medical expenses, those are physicals for volunteers, kept that the same. Their life insurance is the same. Background, we're required by DPSST to do background investigations on everybody. PERS contributions, since we have a number of those folks that are not collecting into PERS anymore, we were able to lower that. Same thing with the volunteer duty shift program. There's just not a lot of folks doing that. So we're able to bring that from $40,000 to $30,000 and save that money. Payroll taxes, the same thing. If they're not getting paid for those shifts, that comes down. We do give a lifelike and ambulance membership to all the volunteers and to the board members too, right?
Yep.
So that's $4,000, that covers that. That's personnel services on the volunteer side, and so it's about $20,000 less than last year. Now, on the career side, this goes back to the pay raises people, folks are getting. So that's the payroll for the chief, the two deputy chiefs. So the chief, as you can see on the net, on a page further down, 5% raise for the chief, 5% raises for the deputy chiefs. And then, so we have maintenance folks, they're the union, their union contract gives them a 4% raise. Office administrators are getting a 4% raise. The firefighters' positions, so we have 15 positions. What I do to come up with that number is I'll basically take everybody in their years of service and I'll put it out on a sheet and say, okay, where are you and what step are you at? And then I average it all out. So they're all averaged at step three. And then our captains, they're averaged at step four. So with their 5% increases, that's what those two numbers from, you know, 1,109 for the firefighters, 520,000 for the captains. Temporary employees. So historically, the past couple of years, we've hired two folks as temporary employees based on a grant that we got from Oregon State Fire Marshal's office. When I wrote this, we didn't know if we were going to get the grant. We just notified the other day that we are not getting the grant, but we're having some discussion at the board level here this next month if we want to fund this partially out of the money that we have, because they're a great asset to have during the summer months. And so you can see here it's summer grant, and so what Kathy Brooks wanted us to do is include that as, even though there's two people in there, include that as one full-time employee. That was hers, and I'm not gonna get in dispute over what she's is the best practices for her to do, especially when it comes to audits and things like that. Because of the increases, overtime increased by $20,000, incentive pay is really flat at $72,000. So our payroll there from last year to this year basically went up about $150,000. Payroll taxes because of the increase went up also. PERS because of the increase went up also. Staff medical insurance, we're budgeting for a 5% increase in medical insurance. And so medical, vision, dental did not increase, but the vision and the medical insurance did. And then that also has to do with, you know, guys are getting married, they're having kids, they're adding to that policy. So we have to adjust for that. Same thing, because of that increase, the VIBA contribution that we give, depending upon the deductible we pick, that went up a little bit also. Life insurance stayed flat at the $10,000. Medical physicals, we have a pretty stable staff right now, so I was able to lower that based on our historic, what we're using here, by $3,000. The civil service group, we keep that in there in case you guys ever want to spend some money at your meeting, have $500. As I'm looking at Kathy, spend some civil service money. It's always in there. Workers' comp insurance, we're able to lower by $5,000. In fact, for this year, we're actually getting a refund here in a couple of weeks, a couple thousand dollars, because they audited us for the year before. We did. It got reported a certain way, and they said, hey, you paid us too much money, so they're taking some back. So I did lower that a little bit. Deferred comp, because that's a 3% matching contribution. Because wages went up, I increased that. So overall total for this year's personnel services is basically $4,869,500. And you can see how that went up about $200,000 over the year before. Material services. So this is the other half of the bucket. Pretty much in legal and accounting fees, you can see it increased by $300. So our accounting fees were notified by Fitzsimmons' office was going up $2,000. Our audit went up. We have contracted services for that. We haven't used the legal fees as much the last couple of years, so I was able to lower that by $1,000. And then legal publications are what we have to put in the newspaper for our budget hearings, are like the ladder truck purchase, things like that. So those are legal publications that we have. District licensing fees, and basically that's what the Oregon Health Authority for our ambulances comes out of that. dues and subscriptions go for everything for your special districts, special districts memberships, OBFA memberships, all that kind of stuff comes out of that line item. Professional services, that's what we pay for HR answers, for our physician director and any consulting, that remained at right at $22,000, that's flat. Elections, so this year, we're going to pay $4,000 in elections because we have two board positions open. Next year, we'll be having a levy renewal election in May. I talked to the county elections office and his advice was budget $3,000 for that. So that's why those numbers are in there. Again, went up about, you know, $300, not bad. Then office administration stuff, so banking fees went up. Several of that was due to the way we're processing credit card stuff now, and Melio is taking some money out of that. Our office supply budget, we're well over this year, so I was able to bring that down a little bit. Equipment maintenance for office stuff, kind of the same thing. Miscellaneous expenses, just stuff that we need and we have to find a line on and pull it out of there, that remained flat. Postage and shipping, kind of the same thing. Our biggest decrease here is the dispatching services from the city of Lincoln City. So now that they're not charging us dispatch services, we could use that $60,840 that was this year that would have gone up 4%. We get to use that elsewhere in the budget. And that was a discussion that we've been having. And then the city came forward and offered that, kind of trying to offset some of that urban renewal money that we're losing. Copier leases, so we lease, mainly we lease a copy machine up here because of down south, they need one. We added a small desktop printer scanner down there for basically $500 for the year. And that money is, it's based not only on the rental, but how many color copies we use. So if we don't print anything in color, we can save some money there. Black and white is a wash. I mean, it just comes right out of the maintenance fee. Different computer applications, so we have our APX pre-planning software, CrewSense and CheckIt, so those are some management tools that we use to take care of things that we have in the district, our scheduling and then our maintenance stuff. That's gone down by $5,000 because I moved the training stuff into the training budget, so it was more reflective of what we did. Transfer of donations, so if somebody comes in the door and hands us a check for $100 to make a donation, we transfer that over to the Volunteer Association, but we have to show it as an expense when they do that. And then travels, meals for the staff administratively, we upped that by a little bit, and I can show you some more on that because sometimes when we go out on these conflagrations, not on conflagration, but pre-deployments and things like that, they actually give us a per diem amount from the state that goes into our budget, but we have to hand that out to the employees because they're the ones that are taking those meals out of their pocket. So the big thing here, you can see we went from 107 to 41,000, but that is really all that dispatch center money that that went away. Utilities, so phone cable, so our internet through Astound went up this year. And that's reflective of that $3,000 increase. Our website hosting went up, is it $50 a month?
75.
75 a month. So that went up. And then our IT through GenX, that actually, we've been able to lower that. So we're budgeting 36, but at the end of the day, that may come in around 30 at the end of the day. But we want to guess high. Our active 911 to dispatch stuff, which I know the board members all have on their phones, is $2,000. It went up a little bit. We activated on those phones for our command staff a thing called Active Comms, which uses phone service to talk on the radio. Cell phone, which is cell phones, MDTs, and tablets, anything that goes through Verizon, we were able to realize some savings through some different things and turning things on and off. But we're saving $2,000 on that over the next year. Our gas, electric, and propane is pretty much flat in there at $42,000, according to what we've got. Then our alarm monitoring, again, pretty low flat at $3,500. So went up about $7,000. Both of those, that big stuff came in our phone cable and then our IT stuff. Questions on that section?
Question.
Yes, sir.
We're using a propane for...
So propane is out in Otis, Rose Lodge, and Highway 229 to power the generators.
Well, for the generator only?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Those are propane powered generators.
Okay.
It's electric. No, I bet the propane's out in the bay out there, and the stuff that's out in the bay.
It's overhead, I think, is.
Building maintenance. So basically the same as last year, except for the Otis station needs a new roof. And so that is, has a $42,000 price tag on that. We've gotten the one bid from a roofing company. We're still going to get two more bids and look at that. But it's got two layers of roof on it. It's got to all be torn off, any dryer out replacement. And so even though the roof up there is not that old, the problem was it wasn't installed with it being completely torn off and redone. So we're kind of a maintenance thing that kind of got kicked down the road we're going to end up paying for this year. For this station here, kind of the bigger things that we're looking at, you know, base maintenance services covers a lot of stuff that they buy for the stations and just need basic work done. And down here under repairs, so on this station here, we'll need to repaint this south side of this building. It's getting pretty weathered. And then a budget request was for a new refrigerator and a break room in there. For station 15, the budget request came in for some new flooring in there to get rid of some of the carpeting. The carpeting just gets stained and walked on, especially if they're walking through there in their turnouts and stuff like that. So they'd ask for some flooring replacement in there. The Taft Fire Station here, this $4,000 is really going to probably take care of a lot of the some painting this year. And the furnaces in that building are getting old. You can see the bills that just came through from Randy Sawyer and his business hit us pretty hard, like about $4,000 for some stuff that needed to get replaced on those. So I don't expect that to change with the age of those furnaces on there. 229, just some base stuff there, getting basic and then in repairs. Although I can tell you, 229 this year has not cost us.
Didn't we paint it, or was that last year?
That was last year. So Highway 229 this year, we budgeted $3,000. We've spent $6 up there. So, but we kind of predict, you know, what are we going to do? Drill tower repairs. So we're still working on a lot of stuff within the drill tower. We're getting a lights replaced. It does need the brick sealed this year. They still have some work to do with replacing the roof on there, that membrane roof that hasn't been done yet. And I'm not sure what the bill we're going to get for the electrical work that's being done. And then we have kind of a catch-all. If we overrun any of those, we've got $5,000 there to pick up the slack. Radio site agreement. This is our shared maintenance of the county radio system. It's going to go down a little bit based on, we've always over budgeted that little bit at $12,000. This last year was just above $10,000. It's going to have a 5% increase, but it will not exceed that $11,000 number. So with the building maintenance, our biggest expense again is going to be that roof out here at the station. Next year, property liability insurance, I increased by 10%. Our equipment operations maintenance budget, so I increased the repairs by $10,000. Our fuel, I'm hoping the fuel prices settle down. They have a little bit. We went 55 this year, I think 50,000 next year. The jet ski maintenance, so two of our jet skis are brand new. And so I don't, you know, last year's 3,000. Because they're brand new jet skis, I don't see us spending that. So was able to lower that $1,000 there. Water rescue equipment is there, the stuff that they've asked for $5,000. Radios communications, we've really done a good job the last few years buying some new stuff, so I don't think we're going to have to, I was able to lower that by $5,000. Fire rescue supplies, equipment purchases, again, I lowered that by $10,000. We've used some leftover bond money that we have and things, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we get further on, but I lowered that by $10,000. Our medical supplies stayed even at $30,000. That also includes an agreement with the cardiac monitors that we have for maintenance on those. It's a worry-free thing. We spend $5,000 a year, but if anything breaks on those things, they pay for it for free. So, you know, electronics with touch screens and all that kind of stuff that's on there, that well pays for itself, plus they give us free batteries every, brand new batteries every year. Equipment repairs and maintenance, we're covering that with the $10,000. Uniforms, the same thing, didn't change that at $23,000. Disaster preparedness, that's our 50-50 matching grant with the county. We were just notified that we did get that for this last year, but they give us $2,500, we have to match that, so that's that $5,000. Equipment testing, we brought that up a little bit based on this last year, the things that we've had to pay out for that. But overall, in that budget category, we were able to lower it by about $8,000. And our training budget there, so this is all the training that we use. This is a big bucket for training gear, is things that, you know, again, board members could use, volunteers use, paid staff uses, I use. It just doesn't get used as much as it should, so I lowered that down by $2,000. This target solutions and live fire training, so that's our computer program for that. And if we were to do any live fire training, would come out of that budget. In-house training classes, I lowered that because it just doesn't get used. Our recertification costs are going from $4,600 to $1,000. This year, it's $4,600 because it's an EMS recertification cycle, so all paramedics and EMTs have to pay for recertification. It's a two-year certification. Next year, it'll only be for EMRs, so we can deduct, we can lower that by that $3,600 and cover those expenses. Recruit Academy, if we were to put one of those on, we have $1,000 for that. We use $10,000 for college-level courses for EMS, and we used a lot of that the year before. In fact, we used all of it this year. I've got three guys right now that are going through EMT Advanced. We've already paid this last year for two of our volunteers to take their EMT training, so we leave that in there as an incentive for guys to get some education in there. Fitness program, it's kind of one of those things that they use a little bit of, but we put $2,000 in that. Fire marshal projects, so public education, we kept that at $15,000. We support the North Lincoln CERT team at $1,000, and that basically pays for their liability insurance. And then volunteer recruitment, we put $1,000 in that. So lowered that line item by $86,000. So total material and services, we were able to lower by that by a small percentage. So we went from $912,000 to $833,000.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Back on maintenance on the equipment.
Yep.
Was there a mention at one time purchasing a drone? Was that ever done?
We have a drone, yes.
Oh, you have a drone?
We have a drone. We're just trying to get the program up and running and get people certified as pilots so they can use it.
Okay.
Yep, we haven't bought a big fancy one because if they're practicing, I'd rather they crash the old one and break that one first.
Thank you.
Yep. So capital outlay this year, so this is where that volunteer association funds, you know, we budget $20,000 coming in. If they spend that, this is where it goes out for that $20,000 there. We have a grant pending with Assistance to Firefighter grant for PPE for $103,000. If we get that grant, we'll spend that money. We also put in a grant with Celeste Tribes again for the fire extinguisher training electronic device for that. And if we get awarded that grant, we'll spend that. The big one here is that ladder truck. So that's the $2,055,233 for a new ladder truck. So you can see our capital outlay budget is blew everything out of the water. Total personnel services, $4.8 million. Material services, $883,000. Capital outlay is $2,193,000. So for the total budget for this next year will be a little over $7.9 million. We keep that contingency money in there just in case something happens that we need to. And so subtotal on that we're going to have is $8,196,000. So if you take that number, that 8196, add what we're estimating being that unappropriated ending fund balance, that's our $12,792,000. And if you go back to this page here, $12,792,000. So that's how it looks like it balances. And then, so how do we get to our carryover, what our estimated carryover is? So we suspect that contingencies are going to carry over, and general fund carryover, and unappropriated ending fund balance. So again, that $4,596,000 is reflected down here at $4,596,000. So I estimate our carryover, or our budget at the end of the year, we'll still have $5,218,000 in the bank, which is, again, more than we had last year, but we've captured a lot of that money right up front with that, instead of having the $4.4 million, having the $6.5 million. So, this last year, I need to point this out. We increased our spending $600,000 over what we thought the 24-25 was. We do that by resolution. So, over time, we increased our budget $344,000, PERS $115,000, apparatus repair, building maintenance, travel and meals, and fire rescue supplies. All got increased in this budget because when we went out on the conflagrations, we were able to bill the state up to $500,000. That money comes back. We have to pay the employees their overtime while they were gone. We have to pay the employees that backfilled. We have to pay the PERS. We have to pay all that kind of stuff. So by resolution, when that money comes in, the board of directors adds to our budget. So if you look back here and say, okay, well, this last year you said your budget was only going to be, you know, $5.9 million. Really, at the end of the day, add $600,000 to that, and that will be our actual budget that comes out in that audit for the year. Any questions? It's a shell game. That's my shell. I'm like the guy at the fair. That's my shell game. So, next page I got here are just the budget requests that came in. I'm not going to go through all these. We said no to a lot of stuff this year, basically because we need to save money for the ladder truck. Didn't have a lot of discretionary funding spending there. We did say yes to a few things, but you can look at those right there. So there's two pages of that kind of stuff. Some things we can't scrimp on, you know, all the testing equipment, things like that we need. Here's all the training money that comes in. We basically said yes to that. And then things that the fire marshal needed is $15,000 for prevention materials, the CERT team, volunteer recruitment. So that's all that is. But we had, at the end of the day, we're spending $2.5 million on those things that came through there.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What happened to the other ladder truck?
Caught fire and burned.
When?
4 months, 5 months.
Oh yeah, five, 6 months ago.
Five, 6 months ago.
I can show you. About that. I can show you the picture. Well, we didn't like to advertise. It caught fire in the station. It was an electrical fire in the cab, and the insurance company totaled it.
Was it a Pierce?
No. E1.
Oh, okay. Pierce. No wonder.
Okay. I'll show you pictures when we're over if you want to see pictures. So here's the proposed pay scale. So the contract raises at 4% for maintenance, firefighters, captains, and those are the ones that are covered under the union contract. Administrative assistants, office administrator or not, but they deserve just what those guys get. I'm trying to get some distance between the captain's pay scale and the fire marshal, so that's why they're 5%. And then the contract that you guys just negotiated with me is a 5% raise. That also increases their incentive pays a little bit, but that's the proposed pay scale that you can see in your books. All the rest of the stuff are the LB forms. I'm not gonna go over the LB forms. That's not, you know, you can see all the numbers match. You know, there's that $12,792,000. We'll go back to the first page. That's what we got to spend. And then it's all broken down into all those different forms and Kathy Brooks puts those together for us. I just cut and paste to move them over to here. I look at the numbers too. So at the end of this, you guys have three motions to vote on. The total requirements, again, here's that $12,792,000. That allows us to tell the county that We want to, obviously, our permanent rate and then our local option levy. Then we have our debt service fund, so that's the bond principal and interest we're going to be paying for the year. So we'll have a little over $1 million that we need to pay for that. So we have to levy taxes for that. And then the final one is what we have in our capital projects fund, which is our bond money that's still left in there that we're using for different things. That's my budget. I got a picture.
That's nice to have that.
Was that, which fire was that?
What's that?
Another question on, what's the height of the new ladder going to be?
The new ladder is going to be a 100-foot platform.
Awesome. Good.
Yep. So Renee, your question was, where's which? These guys? So this is the dog that they rescued.
Did I have a question? No, I said, where's the fire?
Oh, where's the fire?
Yeah.
So.
Not Red Ridge.
California?
Nope, that's Bend, Oregon. We're sitting here, to the right of us is a chemical manufacturing plant, and the fire is coming from here towards the chemical manufacturing plant. So we're set up there with two strike teams that are going to try and protect this plant. But it really is nicer that these retardant bombers are laying down retardant so that it doesn't burn. If you go back through here, there's a road right back through here where these guys are. So my truck's there, I'm standing in this group. If you go through the road back there, this is on the east side of 97 on the north end of Bend. They call it Dirt World. And so Dirt World is where all the homeless people in Bend live.
Yeah, they wonder where it started.
They have their own mayor of Dirt World. It was kind of interesting. The Bend fire guys are telling me all about it. So confidations, we go on this, and then the stuff that we do here locally. So, and I had another picture there. I thought if it only said North Lincoln Fire all the way, we could have the retardant bomber flying over our engine.
The one that burned down.
No, that's not the All right. So I'll flip back up to these motions if you want to. So that's my presentation. Any questions I can answer for anybody?
Does anybody have any questions?
Okay.
Has everybody had a chance to read the motions, or do I need to read them out loud? Okay. Everybody? Okay.
So I'm looking for a motion to approve motion number 3.
So moved.
Second it.
You get that?
Mm-hmm.
Roll call, please.
Dan Clanton. Monica Valencia. Kathy Joy.
Yes.
Renee Selvidge.
Yes.
Jerry Cooksley.
Yes.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jamie Wright.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
All right. Looking for a motion to approve motion number 4.
I'm making that motion.
Second.
Eric and Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call, please.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Monica Valencia. Kathy Joy.
Yes.
Renee Selvidge.
Yes.
Jerry Cooksley.
Yes.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Dan Clanton. Jamie Wright.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
Now we're looking for a motion to approve motion number 5.
Make a motion.
I'll second it. Okay.
All right, roll call, please.
Dan Clanton. Monica Valencia. Kathy Joy.
Yes.
Renee Selvidge.
Yes.
Jerry Cooksley.
Yes.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jamie Wright.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
Okay.
We just need a motion to adjourn.
Yes. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Yes.
Dan and Jerry. Roll call, please.
Dan Clanton. Monica Valencia. Kathy J.
Yes.
Renee Selvidge.
Yes.
Jay Cooksley.
Yes.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jamie Wright?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you guys very much.